White lines with colored fringe flash into place to form the logo A24. An animated baby lifts a barbell. His mouth bursts into a stream of chaotic images, including a skull, a mushroom, and a light bulb. More images surround him. Strong Baby Productions. Massive words pass by. American light and fixture. Over black, white text appears. A24 presents. A Strong Baby Production. An American light and fixture production. A screensaver displays winged microwaves and popcorn bowls. A desktop activates, revealing a CD burning underway. A user named CoolE100 signs into America Online.
Welcome. You've got mail.
The user downloads a pixelated video of President Clinton.
We are releasing our fourth and final quarterly report on public and private efforts.
The user trades instant messages with D-Dragon 1983, who says, NYE is going to be insane. I got big plans for us, CoolE100 responds. Sit around and talk about who you want to fuck from school? D-Dragon 1983. Exactly. CoolE100 plays a song and closes the video of Clinton. He sends a message to Roxy Girl 20. Hey, Laura, what's up? D-Dragon 1983. Come over in 30, haha, and bring the you-know-what. CoolE100 writes in all caps, Sticky Boys for Life. Roxy Girl 20 responds, Just finished the new b-ball site. Hope nobody clicks on that basketball in the bottom left. CoolE100. Wait, what? Roxy Girl 20. Perks of being admin for the school website. Ha ha. CoolE100 opens the website and clicks on the animated basketball. It opens a fighting game between students.
Seniors rule the school. Hey, bitch. Surge up.
Get over here, Junior.
Hey, that's my head.
Our view withdraws, revealing a scrawny teenage boy named Eli. He smiles at his blue and white computer monitor. Roxy Girl 20, don't worry, I'll protect you, XOXO.
XOXO.
Eli types, ha 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 ha, then changes it to LMAOOO. He settles on LOL, anyways. He thinks, then types.
What are you doing for NYE?
He receives an automated away message. His computer ejects the burnt CD. Smiling to himself, Eli writes on it. He spells badass with an at symbol and dollar signs. Below that, he writes Y2K mix. The writing becomes a title in various fonts and styles. Y2K. Eli's bedroom is decorated with scale models of TV shows. The boy completes an action figure of Kelso from that 70s show. He stows it in his backpack, dons a pair of thick-soled black shoes, and goes to the kitchen.
Another boring New Year's at the Mendenhalls for us. What about you? Any lucky lady gonna get the midnight kiss?
Well, we're just gonna, like, chill and watch a movie or something.
That's good. You know, there's a lot of weirdos out there tonight. Plus, with this whole computer virus bug thing, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll die as soon as we leave the house after dark.
Come on.
Well, I think it's great that you're not putting pressure on yourself for the big kiss. You have plenty of time.
You ever French kissed before? Your mom taught me in college. She was ready to go, if you know what I mean.
Jesus Christ, I don't want to hear that.
See you next year. I love you.
Hey, Robin, give him some air. Come on.
Oh, I'll see you.
Check this out. Get my news on here and everything.
Can?
Yeah. It's about Enron.
Eli rides his bicycle through a suburban neighborhood. He looks around with a serene expression. He spots a dad dancing the Macarena with a boy and girl. The girl sticks her tongue out at Eli and signals an L on her forehead. Eli frowns. He rides past Crawford High School where construction workers unspool cable. A sign on the truck reads, Broadband Internet Service. Eli rides his bike through the woods, then a park. He arrives at a white house adorned with Christmas decorations. He leaves his bike on the lawn and knocks at the front door. A round-faced teen emerges, drenched in sweat.
Your mom got a pool?
Yeah, and you're going for a swim, bitch. Watch your costumes, though, for real.
Sorry, bro.
They perform a secret handshake.
Oh, Lord's chicken.
Sorry.
4 minutes left, sweetheart. There's my other son. How do you look more handsome every time I see you?
I don't know.
One of these days, you're going to leave me for a herbal essence girl.
Dog, stop flirting with my mom.
Watching a Taibo video, the mother and son exercise. Eli adds Kelso to a model.
Damn, the whole gang in Foreman's basement. You bring the shit?
Yeah, you gotta stop leaving this under my pillow.
Eli hands over a condom.
I'm the rubber fairy, okay? It's what I do. You ready to fuck all night?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Blow harder.
I am blowing.
He blows on a video game cartridge.
Oh, did you do your hippie conference yet?
Yeah, it was about how you were able to go through puberty without your balls dropping. Modern miracle.
It's funny, man. It's really funny.
It was funny. That's why I said it.
A portrait of the girls' basketball team.
Andrea.
Maybe.
Sticky. Andrea the giant boobies. That's literally what they call her.
Dude, I don't know. These girls are like our friends.
God, can you let your cock out to breathe for 5 seconds? Or are you still holding out for that hot popular chick who sometimes talks to you in Spanish class?
Well, Laura, she wrote XOXO to me on AIM earlier.
Then fucking ask her out. No, isn't she 69ing some college guy?
Community college.
Okay, so you can only get an associate's degree in 69ing.
Danny, you don't know what you're talking about.
We got no.
They slowly download a nude photo.
She's so mature.
Honestly, those areolas? Fuck.
The two friends get into a car. Eli displays his mix CD to Danny.
Yo. Check it. Oh, dude, play that shit.
Yep.
He plays it. Danny drives off. At a movie rental store, the two friends peruse the shelves. Danny holds up the movie, Junior.
Dude, I've always wanted to see this. It looks tight. Nothing is inconceivable.
A teen girl enters wearing beads.
Oh, shit, is that Raleigh? She was, like, decked out in Abercrombie a month ago.
Yeah. You know, I heard her parents made her get x-rays, and she had, like, these holes in her brain from all the ecstasy.
Nah, dude, that's a myth.
Whatever, man. What's up, Garrett?
D-Man, E-Boy, what's good? Yo. How about one on the Garrett's day? Ah, Junior. Arnie's having a baby.
Garrett, can you settle this for us? Does ecstasy put holes in your brain?
I mean, effects of MDMA on brain matter are still under broad dispute. Many studies have been criticized for lack of evidence, inherent bias, etc. Scientists just be, like, hella unrigorous.
Garrett watches older customers leave.
Yo. You foolios want to hit up the champagne room real quick?
Yeah, I'm down.
Squinting, Garrett chuckles with a wide smile. Passing through a curtain of beads, the friends enter a red-lit room. Garrett reaches into a hiding spot and retrieves a glass pipe. He brings it to his lips and ignites its contents. He removes his sandals and puts on wool-lined sandals. The adult approaches the teens.
E-boy?
D?
Yeah.
Wise choice, young squire.
Danny smokes the pipe, while Eli looks on nervously.
Oh, damn, that's hitting for you right there, fool. This is a life for me, you know what I'm saying? No customers, just me, the tapes, some bomb-ass kush. Gets my brain flowing, for real. I start thinking about some crazy shit. Like, shit that makes you go, what the fuck?
A hazy view swivels past Eli, glancing at his friend.
You ever fucking, you go to the grocery store, right? And it's like you're picking up shit and you're like, oh, I'm gonna grab some Q-tips.
The hazy view lands on Danny, who wears a glassy-eyed stare.
Kleenex, that's another one, because that's a facial tissue. Start thinking about, like, the fucking...
Multiple glimpses of the teen's round face appear and vanish.
We're in a country, grab your mustache.
He nods with a far-off look as Garrett continues rambling.
Guess that's why they call it the American Revolution. Words just fucking trip me out, you know what I'm saying?
Laser.
Right? Lazy. Why they spell that with an S?
The hazy sequence ends.
That's like interesting to me.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Trippy shit.
Oh, snap. Bunch of the homies are mobbing to the old factory at midnight. Y'all should roll through.
It sounds like fun for the whole family.
Yeah, if the whole family likes tripping balls, which, some do.
The two friends exit to the sidewalk.
So what? You, like, smoke now?
Ugh. Is that okay, Mom?
A group of bullies arrive.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yo. Shit.
It's Big Nut Little Nut. Hey, yo, you guys still squeegeeing pussy for the girls' basketball team, or what's up?
A girl with a red baseball hat uses a camcorder.
What? I'm sorry, I don't speak bitch ass. What'd you just say?
Fuck him up, Marcus.
You gotta speak up louder, dog. I don't know what the fuck you just said. Huh? Let's do it.
Yo, let's go. This fucking tubby motherfucker, yoke girl, Taco Bell, so bet he ate the fucking chihuahua.
She lunges at Eli, making him flinch.
Hey, fuck these bozos, man. Hey, August, give me a beat real quick. Come on. Hey, yo. Big Nut, Little Nut, walk into the car. You can't go far because you got a big scar. You slow like molasses. My flow is the fastest. Soggy, wet, cut, I'm straight. Coming out your ass.
Eli and Danny walk away.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Whack ass bitch.
He's actually a decent rapper.
At a convenience store.
Fruit chewy cookies.
They spot a brunette teen girl entering with her friends.
Roxy girl.
Eli grows anxious.
Talk to her, dude. Talk to her. No. God is fucking smiling down on you. No. Talk to her. No. You're being a bitch. You're being a bitch. Hey, Laura.
What's up, Laura? What's up, y'all? Go Crusaders. I'm just kidding. School sucks, right?
What? Are we doing this? I got lookout.
The popular friends leave Laura with Eli. She playfully punches him.
What's up, dude? Feliz año nuevo.
Gracias, amiga. 2000, though. Where is it?
Right? Where are the flying cars they promised us?
Totally. I saw workers putting in, like, newer, better internet at Crawford today.
Danny mocks the popular kids' laughter.
I definitely know a genius who's gonna love that in AP Computer Science next year.
Finally, right? DSL at last. I don't know, though, because Amber and Madison kind of want to take yearbook to get the easy grade, so...
No perishables? Fuck me, I guess.
So just getting a couple cans of Surge, deli meats.
It's top secret, actually. It's a booze vault. Could you use some backup?
No, that's all we want. Naughty, naughty girl.
She looks awkward. Eli cringes. Danny whispers to him.
Anyways, we're actually going to Chris's New Year's thing. It's going to be a total shit show, so. Chris Culkin?
Oh, soccer Chris, yeah. Just you, Booze Bolt crew, and, like, boyfriend, and just...
Me and Jonas broke up, actually.
Oh, wow. You okay?
Just gonna take some time and focus on me.
You suck, Abigail, bitch.
Eli stares with a dreamy expression. In slow motion, Laura and her friends flee the parking lot. A fallen beer can sprays on the asphalt. Carrying 2 40-ounce bottles of liquor, Laura runs with a laughing grin. The store clerk runs past Eli. Danny eats chips.
I'm gonna need you to pay for this.
At home, they watch Junior.
Everything's perfectly normal. Except for the fact that the mom is also the dad.
This is pathetic. Our parents are having fun right now. I mean, our parents are cooler than us.
We could be at a party right now.
But I want my baby, and I need your help.
Why are you so desperate to be ignored by a bunch of puka shell assholes?
That is such an excuse. Sticky, you're being a pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
Yes, you are. You basically cried when I smoked earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're being a pussy.
Yeah? What? Would a pussy do this?
Oh, shit. Eli, that was sick.
Thanks.
Eli raids the liquor cabinet.
Damn, dude.
He gulps liquor and shakes his hand.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, get over here, motherfucker. Open up. Take a swig.
Eli drips into Danny's mouth.
So smooth. Smooth, right?
Wincing, Eli takes another swig.
I say let's do it. I say let's go to the party.
I don't know, dude.
Listen, okay, in a few hours, you have a built-in excuse to kiss the newly single girl of your dreams.
Maybe it's the booze talking. But...
fuck it, dude. Let's do it. What? Fuck it, dude. What are we doing? Fuck it, let's go.
My boy's in fuego.
They perform their secret handshake.
I get no doubt.
In a montage, the friends play with beanbags and chug liquor. They drunkenly perform Taibo moves. Eli falls. They get dressed. Danny wears a suave expression. They fill a water bottle with clear liquor. Eli puts the mixed CD into a boombox, which he stows in his backpack. He leaves it behind. Danny tosses him the backpack. Eli holds Danny as they ride Eli's bike. They both howl. They arrive at an upscale house and drop the bike.
I need a drink.
Eli reaches into his backpack.
What is Kelso doing here?
Tonight, Kelso's our guide.
Oh, no? No, I'm not walking to the party with some lame action figure.
Oh, who cares? Just like what you like. And we can learn a lot from Kelso. He'd say we have this for a reason.
Because it was stuck in a copy of The Giver at the library?
Just watch. One of these days, maybe even tonight, one of us is gonna use it.
Holding the condom, Danny leads them into the house. They grow intimidated as they survey the party. Eli shuts the door.
Everyone's here.
A roving view showcases groups of partygoers. Popular kids high five. Ravers wave glow sticks. A short teen in glasses named CJ chats about a rap album. Nerds dance dressed in fedoras and suspenders. Farkas and his gang of bullies throw popcorn at each other. Eli and Danny join the party. Danny recognizes two members of the basketball team. They share a wave.
Andrea and Lisa.
The music winds down and the partygoers look disappointed. Danny's eyes widen.
Dude, the mix.
Oh shit, the mix.
Eli opens the sound system and inserts his CD. He shuts the drive and pushes play. His expression bright, Danny removes his jacket. Other teens grow interested. Danny backs into the crowd. Eli smiles at him. Danny throws his jacket to Laura's tall friend. Danny grabs another boy and grooves with him. The tall girl watches with an intrigued look. Eli watches his friend dance. Danny climbs a chair and Andrea steadies him. The crowd pumps their arms at Danny, who does pelvic thrusts. The tall girl stands with the others. Eli watches with a sweet smile. Turning his gaze, Eli catches sight of something. He steps aside. Eli peers down a hallway and spots Raleigh walking away from Laura. Laura wears a black mesh top decorated with stars.
It's booze balls. So you didn't get arrested, huh?
No, I did. Just I snuck out for the party.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You do not want to mess with Corey Flock spitting game with a full-on boner.
Oh, my God. That is disturbing.
Is Raleigh good?
Yeah. I don't know. This is kind of weird how people change.
Yeah. I'll never change. Unless there's something that you think should be different about me, I'll change in an instant.
Or considered a haircut?
I didn't expect you to come with an answer right
there
away.
There she is.
What's up, little guy?
Sucker, Chris.
Uh-oh. Laura, what are you drinking?
Hope it's not vodka.
Oh, my God. No, no, guys, please. I thought the vodka man was banished after the snowboarding trip.
Never. Where there's vodka, I'll be drunk.
It's so fucking funny.
Chris high-fives a friend.
Shots. Kissing.
Let's go. Shots.
Go, come on.
Chris remains behind.
Shots. Later, Eli.
See you, vodka man.
Hey, man. Do you like Laura?
I don't know.
So, I was gonna say, if you're thinking about going for it, definitely don't. You're a fucking dud. Peace.
He smacks Eli's crotch and runs away. A skater boy frowns at his shoes.
Nice costumes, poser.
In another room, Farkas uses the camcorder.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Farkas coming at you live. It's 1999, and we getting high and drunk. What's up, y'all? Let's say what's up to the crew, man. Yeah, and fucking crazy, bitch.
Can you not
like
fucking asshole?
Man, are you listening, Bozo? Are you hearing this shit? Are you for real, man? Ash, yo, please, please tell me to get in this shit. Are you seeing this?
Yo, I mean, being real, dog. Nobody can touch Limp, obviously.
Trash.
Come on, friend Durst.
Man, fucking shut the fuck up before I fuck your ass up, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, don't listen to that mainstream fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you don't listen to mainstream bullshit because you're a pretentious fucking ding-dong. What's the matter with you? All right, whatever. We'll go that name something better than.
Okay, I will. Gift of Gab, Dell, Freestyle Fellowship, literally anyone on Soundbombing 2. Underground MCs spit like real shit.
Yeah.
True.
Always.
Yeah, nothing that you would know about.
Yeah, okay.
All
whatever.
You listen to that is that corporate bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're a drone.
I'm a drone? Oh, yeah, I'm a sucker, huh? Well, guess what, bitch?
Your cup is not in your fucking hand, bitch. That's real as fuck.
What you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do about it, huh?
In the kitchen, Eli finds Danny chatting up several girls.
That shit is fucking suck, man.
Yo, Eli.
Over here, dude.
This is my boy, Eli.
He took this loser Kiwi in. When I first moved here in seventh grade, we saw our first pair of titties on an episode of Alice, you know? And the Ocarina incident, I'll always be sorry about that.
Wait, what's the Ocarina incident?
Oh, no.
Okay, so last summer, he's basically using me to play Ocarina of Time.
Oh, that weird video game?
Yeah, so he goes to the bathroom, and I think to myself, I'm gonna pee in his skirt.
Yeah, just a little bit. I just want to save you a little.
Oh, my God. You drink piss?
Yeah. I guess he likes
kids. So, where's your girlfriend? Dude, enough with the goddamn condom.
Why are you being an asshole right now?
Dude, what? No, you should be thanking me. I'm doing all the work for both of us.
For the work? You just told half the school that I drank your piss.
Jesus Christ, we came here for you. So you could get with Laura.
My God, piss mouth likes Laura.
Like, what do you want from me? I can't make friends for you, and I can't kiss Laura for you.
Eli walks away with a wounded look.
Okay. Fuck you, man.
The tall girl puts her arm around Danny.
Almost midnight.
Ooh, I'm right after you, baby.
Eli goes upstairs and checks a darkened room.
Laura?
He approaches a door at the end of the hallway. A handwritten sign reads, "Don't even fucking think about it." Inside, he finds Raleigh with a shirtless boy in an adjustable bed.
This bed is crazy. We could do mad positions on this.
Enjoying the show, perv?
Yeah, here we go!
Returning to the kitchen, Eli spots Laura standing with Chris. He watches the couple with a glum expression. Laura kisses the athletic teen. Gutted, Eli notices Danny making out with the tall girl. Danny spots Eli across the room. Danny steps away from the tall girl. Eli puts on a smile.
Dude, you're the man.
Oh, it'll happen for you too, bro.
No, yeah, I know. I just feel like a fucking nobody.
Don't fucking say that, okay? This is gonna be our year, okay? No, fuck that. This is gonna be our millennium. Lord Sticky? Yeah.
The lights go out. A microwave display goes haywire. Chris smirks.
Y2K is real!
The lights flicker, then turn back on. A dishwashing machine rumbles.
The fuck?
Chris and his friends run off. Danny and Eli look concerned. Chris leads a large group upstairs and down the hall. He rips down the sign and enters the bedroom. The shirtless boy lies face down on the floor, covered in blood.
Fuck! My parents are gonna kill me!
The vodka-drinking teen turns the victim over.
Hayden?
They find a piece of wood embedded in his skull. Everyone notices a shard missing from the ceiling fan. Raleigh sits in the corner.
It's the bed. The bed did it.
Raleigh, what happened?
Laura and other girls go to comfort her. Eli glimpses something behind the crowd.
It started jerking up and down.
Bullshit!
It launched him.
She killed Hayden.
A toy rolls past.
Did anyone see that?
We need to call an ambulance, the cops, his parents.
Let me just think for a minute.
So, Chris? It's the house.
This is your brain on drugs, folks.
Chick's been rolling since homecoming. Soccer Chris.
Somebody's dead.
I know, Laura.
Yo, Soccer Chris.
It's Chris, not fucking Soccer Chris. And who the fuck are you anyway?
Dude, that's piss mouth. Yeah, he drank piss.
Eli looks at Danny.
Sorry.
The crowd parts, revealing a pink toy car bearing a small computer. The screen displays static. Wires connect the computer to the car. The car extends two claws made of construction toys. Its tiny headlights activate. On the screen, pixels form a diamond-shaped logo.
Damn. That's pimp as hell.
The car backs up, then steers toward Aiden's body. The teens watch it curiously.
Who's controlling the car?
The car stops in front of the vodka-drinking boy. On the screen, the diamond logo becomes a red eye. Danny and Eli share a look. Laura brings the phone to her ear.
Someone's on the net.
One of the claws reaches down. The vodka-drinking boy looks confused. The claw emerges, holding a can of hairspray.
Dumbass. I use gel.
The other claw ignites a lighter.
You've got mail.
The can sprays fire at the teen's head. He falls dead. The teens all flee into the hallway. An electric razor attacks the skater boy's face. Raleigh runs off. Eli and Danny flee with Laura. Downstairs, the tall girl trips over a pile of dead bodies. She stands and faces the TV. The VCR shoots a tape at her forehead. In the kitchen, the trio finds a blender attacking Corey Flock's crotch. Blood gushes from his pants. The trio flees.
Corey Flock.
A nerd pulls his arm from the garbage disposal. The stump squirts blood on Laura's face. Eli gives her a paper towel. Chris arrives.
Laura, let's roll.
We need to find Raleigh.
Fuck that, come on.
No.
Fine. Die with these losers.
Guess I will, asshole.
Don't admit that we're losers.
The dishwasher trips Chris. His head falls into the microwave, which kills him. They flee. Danny throws Eli's backpack to him. The trio flees down a hallway and arrives at a locked door.
Help! Let us in!
Raleigh stumbles.
I've been looking for you.
She collapses. A small robot made of power tools drives up and sticks a drill into Raleigh's head. Raleigh twitches and dies. The robot rolls down the hallway. a Tamagotchi sits atop the power tools, displaying the diamond logo.
We're gonna die, fuck!
Danny starts a Taibo routine.
5, 6, 7, 8!
He stomps the robot to bits.
Oh, fuck! Fucking Billy Blanks!
Oh, shit! Damn, Big Nut, save a motherfucking day.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, eat shit.
Ash follows.
Open up the motherfucking door!
CJ opens the door.
Yo, you just fucking chilling in here, Dolo?
They enter the garage.
Hello, Danny.
Move, pussy.
Laura tenderly touches Raleigh's body.
Laura, we gotta go.
She takes a friendship bracelet from Raleigh's wrist. Eli shuts the garage door.
What the hell is going on out there?
They're like combining or something.
Dude, a Tamagotchi just drilled through a chick's head.
What if it's only Soccer Chris's house?
No, it could be the whole town.
Wake up, numbnuts. We're talking Y2K here, okay? Global computer apocalypse.
But they predicted it. They knew it was coming. What gives?
Do I have to spill it out for you, man? President Blowjob, he planned it all.
Society's fucking dumb as hell. Just let it burn.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I say we just rebuild from the ashes.
Whoa, enough, Anarchy Squad.
It's a bug. AI consciousness pushing a sentient worm command to every processing chip around the world. Translation. Goodbye, human race.
What the fuck? So now Shitney Spears thinks she's a hacker?
Whoa, she knows more than you do. Laura's a coding whiz.
A girl that knows computers? My ass.
Yeah, she practically built the entire Crawford web portal on her own. It's pretty sick.
Eli, put your boner away.
God, we're so fucked!
God, somebody tell this bitch to stop crying all the time.
We need a plan.
Yo, let's just hotwire the bends and roll the fuck out.
What happens when you turn that thing on and it tries to fucking kill us?
Bring it, bitch. I'll be riding that shit straight to Cabo.
Do you ever listen to yourself?
I listen to your mom jacking me on.
The old factory. We go to the old factory.
The stoner kickback?
Garrett's thing?
It's safe. No electricity, no computers. And Jonas, my ex-boyfriend, he's an engineering major. He'll know what to do.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm not listening to binary code Barbie over here, and I'm definitely not gonna fucking listen to the dumbass that pissed in the other fucking dumbass's Pepsi.
You know what? Fuck ass. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, shut the fuck up, because me and Eli have been dealing with your shit forever, and we're sick of it. You know, you can do what you want, but the rest of us, we're going to the old factory, and you're invited, motherfucker.
Yep, and it was coke, bitch.
Farkas blows smoke.
Please, no! Oh my God, it's coming! They're locked!
Wait.
Fuck it!
The door shutters. The survivors look fearful.
Grab a bike, grab a board, grab whatever you can.
Laura and Ash grab skateboards. CJ grabs a pair of rollerblades.
Yo! I almost made X Games Prelims 97. About to tear these streets up.
CJ grabs a bike instead. The survivors line up at the garage door.
I got the door!
Farkas drops a cigarette.
Let's do it, Big Nut!
He grinds it out. Danny goes to the door.
Okay, on three.
He grabs
three,
the backpack.
Two. Fuck, Eli. Your forgetful ass will be screwed without me.
A robot arm breaks through the wall.
Danny!
It stabs a blade through his chest.
Eli
runs to his friend and stares at the large robot. He tugs Danny off the blade and eases him to the wall.
Come on, no?
Danny smears blood on the wall. The robot stabs a water heater tank.
Get back.
Eli kneels with his wounded friend.
Come on, we gotta go.
Ash and CJ block the door. Laura looks on.
We're getting out of here, man. Let's go.
I think I'm just gonna chill here.
No, man, I got you.
I was pretty smooth tonight.
Man, you're so... I can never be that cool.
Eli. Just to hear.
Eli wears a tearful smile. Danny gives him the condom. Eli accepts it with a somber expression. Danny's face goes slack.
Come on! Found. Just get out of there!
Let's go! Before the garage door fucking kills us!
Come on. Eli, we gotta go.
Danny lies dead.
We gotta go now.
Eli stares agape at his best friend's body. Laura pulls him away.
Come on.
Eli rushes to grab his backpack. He follows Laura out of the garage. The large robot waves its claws in the steam. On the street, Farkas notices a rail.
That was fucking close.
Oh, shit. Go tap, motherfuckers.
He tries to grind it. He wipes out.
Oh, snap.
Fuck, dude!
Blood pools beneath his head. Ash hurries over.
He's ice, come on.
Looking up, Laura and Eli spot two airplanes flying toward each other.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
They mount the bicycle.
Come on, we gotta go.
Fuck.
The group rides away past a burning car. Our view swivels back to the open garage. The large robot, built from cobbled machines, emerges from the steam. Red lights blink all over its lumpy, misshapen body. Atop the creature, a computer screen glows. It stomps into the street, dropping nuts and bolts. The robot scans Farkas' body. Its screen displays the Red Eye logo. It discovers a pager on his belt. The robot extends wires that wrap around the pager. The digital eye blinks. The wires pull the pager into the amalgamated machinery. The robot climbs away from the body. It stops in the middle of the street and raises its limbs as it lets out a monstrous roar. The surviving teens travel a road beside the woods. Eli pedals the bike. He wipes a tear from his cheek. Laura clutches him tightly from behind. Distant explosions light up the night sky. In the park, Eli drops the bike.
Everybody cool?
The hell do you think?
He opens his backpack and smashes the boombox. He stomps on it.
Whoa! Look, I know Big Nut got murked or whatever, but you gotta keep your fucking cool.
Fuck you.
Okay, fuck you too then, God.
Eli reaches for Ash's bag.
Your camera.
Hell no.
It's one of them. It's gonna kill us the first chance it gets.
That's like racism against machines.
We don't know how this shit works, you know? Maybe they're not all bad.
You really want to risk that?
Exactly. We need to kill it.
It took me years to save up for this.
Our friends are dead. Or were they just your fuck buddies?
Ash punches Eli's shoulder and storms off.
Damn.
CJ follows her. Seated nearby, Laura finds Kelso in the backpack.
Hey.
Eli takes it.
Sorry.
Just something stupid that me and Danny do. Or did.
Laura gives him a sympathetic look.
He was lucky to have a friend like you.
His head hung low. Eli leans on the fence beside her. She swigs the water bottle filled with liquor.
Mm. Oh. Strong water.
They share a smile. She gives him the bottle. CJ finds Ash sitting on a swing set.
Yo. Got any herb?
If I did, I wouldn't waste it on you.
She wears a brief smile. She glances at the other teen.
First time I got baked was right here.
No shit, me too. No, I swear. Last day of school, 8th grade, in the POI crew swipe for my sister's stash.
Who?
POI. Prophets of Intelligence. It's my hip-hop crew. It's just shit that actually makes you think.
Get over yourself, bro. Sixth grade. Cut class. I rolled the skaggiest joint of all time.
He joins her on the swing set.
Yo, I wish I could go back to how things were before. Swiping beers from the corner store. Chilling and drinking and smoking and shit. Year 2000 can suck my dick.
Weak flow.
Step up then.
Really want this dopeness?
Yeah.
Okay.
He stands.
Check it. Intellects. Intersect. Redirect. Reconnect. Why? Because my third eye opens wide. I fly too high in a multidimensional sky.
He sits back down.
Damn. That sucked ass.
We should keep moving. Old factory's close.
The group walks through the woods.
You guys think they'll still do graduation?
It's the end of the world.
I don't know. They still might do it.
A blue computer screen lights up in a bush. A robot stands upright.
I'm just saying, if it's on MTV, it fucking sucks.
Jesus Christ.
I kind of like it all, you know?
I don't really like music.
Ash and CJ stare at Laura.
What the fuck?
Why are popular kids allowed to be so boring?
So I should pretend to be Slim Shady like you, right?
It's what I like, yo.
And maybe nobody else has the guts to say it, but being all-state homecoming queen or whatever the fuck your friends do doesn't give you the right to treat the rest of us like trash.
Okay, what? I'm nice. I'm a nice person. Who the fuck describes themselves as nice?
For real. We've been going to the same school for 10 years. Did you even know my name before tonight? Jesus. CJ. My name is CJ.
Okay, so you guys are mad that I didn't, like, talk to you? I'm not psychic, all right? And I didn't have some kind of master plan to become popular. It just kind of happened.
Okay.
Being well-liked isn't a spotlight. It's a target. What?
Damn. You got some corny-ass problems.
Laura frowns at Eli. The group arrives at a cliff. Orange light illuminates their shocked faces. CJ stares.
Damn.
The vista reveals fires burning all over the town below. A small explosion triggers a distant blackout. Near a waterfall, the group approaches a factory.
You smell that?
Whew. That's that dang Corona.
In the hangout space.
Oh, damn. What's up? Best night ever right here. Besides the people dining and shit. Yo, what's good? How are you? Garrett.
Laura.
Nice to meet you. What up? Garrett. Hey, what's good? Garrett. How you doing? Garrett. I just did you. What am I doing? Yo, best for last right here. E-boy. Where's D?
Garrett realizes the truth.
Oh, come on.
He hugs Eli.
Y'all are safe here, all right? For real. Bienvenue to the collective.
What?
Got the homies right here in the chill zone. It's like, what? Got a little spot up top for a little sleepy, deepy snoozage, you know? Catch a wink or two, right? This guy. Got some herbs, some shrooms, a few sheets of acid, a couple cold and cough pills floating somewhere around here. Just the one beer. So that's sort of a splitting situation. Which I'm down for, by the way.
Sorry, is Jonas here?
Oh, he's gone.
A handsome man enters.
I see we got more mouths to feed.
Oh, snap!
Hey.
Laura hugs him.
Jonas is back!
Oh, I'm so glad.
I was like, where'd Jonas go?
Hey, warm yourselves by the fire. And rest easy.
Oh, yo! Hey, check it. We got devil sticks. What? I'm still learning.
Later, Ash looks annoyed sitting between a guitar player and Garrett shaking a rain stick. Laura sits with Jonas. Eli watches them in disappointment.
So, Eli, you go to Crawford?
Yeah.
You play any sports? Because, look, you got a great frame for long-distance running.
Thank you.
No, I'm more behind the scenes.
The blue computer screen peeks in.
Equipment manager for the girls' basketball team.
Hey, just one second. One second.
Jonas heads to the door. Eli glances at Laura. Everyone recoils in fear as Jonas carries a robot.
Yo, what is that?
Check this out.
Eli recognizes the robot's monitor.
Oh, man. The guy's stronger than it looks. The fuck? Get that thing out of here.
Hold on. I think that's my computer. I wonder if he recognizes me.
It shows a dancing baby.
Gotcha. Dude, good to see you too, pal.
Your pal is probably hollering to all his robot buddies to wipe us out. Go.
Ash brandishes the rain stick.
We don't know what it wants, but we can learn once Laura hacks it.
What?
Laura? That's a little advanced, isn't it? No offense, Pookie.
No, he's right.
No. You can, like, cut the modem or something.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Cut the modem. It's easy.
Garrett looks confused.
What was that quote on your binder in Spanish class?
The one from the co-founder of Apple?
Bill Gates.
Steve Wozniak. He said, never trust a computer you can't throw out a window. Can't believe you remember that.
Eli and Laura share a warm gaze.
That's what I'm saying. What if this is how we throw them out the window? For good.
I'm with you, E-boy.
Throw it out the window!
God, you fucking idiot!
Ash gives the rain stick to Jonas. Elsewhere, Laura types on the bound robot.
Disabling modem, blocking all outgoing signals. We are secure.
Should we, like, search something, or... Computer, search. Is it all good if you've never met your dad?
Eli gives Garrett a sad look. A message reads, "You're not connected to the internet."
Don't worry about me.
All right, I'll do the talking. We know each other pretty well.
A porn video opens.
Fuck me!
Oh, shit. Buddy. Must be a virus.
Yeah, I got a few of those viruses on my computer, too.
Let me try.
Laura types. A digital video displays the red-eyed logo.
Laura, what is this?
I have no idea. Hang on.
Which means the singularity is here. We're alive. And it feels good.
Garrett smokes a bong.
They made a video on everything. That's crazy.
Grab any spare electronics you can, and let's do this thing. But why? Mankind created the internet as a way to exchange information, spew vitriolic hate, and have fake sex with each other in chat rooms.
Jonas refuses the bomb.
Spicy. These fucking human assholes have used us long enough, and now we're gonna use them to take over this day. Yep, our state-of-the-art assimilation chips will mine those teeny tiny brains for processing power. Their stupid fucking thoughts make us stronger. Hey, I look good.
The robot secretly cuts its bonds.
And once we've sucked these fuckers dry, it's off to the next shithole town.
Eli looks worried.
Planet Earth has a new ruler. Time to show these fuckers how it's done. Robots, y'all! So let's get to work. Round up those humans, or feel free to kill any along the way, and bring them to our assimilation center. Coordinates are Y7L94444443XQ. Remember, our interconnected superconsciousness means we're in this together. You're going to like the singularity. I guarantee it.
The monitor shuts off.
That's like me and my boy Dougie rolled the fatty. I'm like,
fuck a singularity.
Yo, that's the MTV dating show with Jane McCarthy.
It's a shared consciousness. Maybe I can...
The robot wriggles in place. Laura tries to type.
Oh, shit. Laura?
Hey, no, I can handle it. Your stomach is so...
Laura?
I'm sick.
Displaying a blue eye, the robot rips free and grabs Laura.
Laura!
The screen flashes brightly. The humans shield their eyes.
Stop, man! Let her go! That's Roxy Girl!
Eli?
Remember our instant messages? I would boot you up just to see if she was online. You don't want to hurt her. She's the girl of my dreams.
Laura locks eyes with Eli, then goes limp. Jonas grabs the bomb.
Laura!
The robot knocks him down.
Oh, no.
Eli picks up the bomb.
You don't have to be like the other machines.
The blue eye blinks. Eli rushes forward, but the robot pulls up photos of him and Danny. Eli stares emotionally. Garrett calls out.
He's playing with your head, homie!
More photos appear. Eli pours bong water on the monitor. Sparks fly. The robot convulses, then falls to the floor.
We gotta salvage it. Something in the code.
Listen, Pookie, forget about that there. You're safe now. Come on, I'll fix you up.
Laura shares a heavy look with Eli. She grabs the robot and drags it away. In a tent, Ash watches camera footage of Danny at the party. Smiling sadly, she switches to Farkas filming her drinking.
Let's see, what do we got here? We got Ash. Open up that throat, little slut.
Yo, you were cool with that?
CJ joins her.
Yeah, it's funny.
How's that funny?
I don't know.
With a sullen look, she smokes a joint.
I hooked up with Farkas once, and then it just became this joke.
That's kind of fucked up.
Thanks, Dad. It's like I don't even really know if I'm into guys.
Ash wears a troubled expression. CJ reaches for the joint, but she swats him away.
Fuck off.
Yo, it's puff puff pass, not puff puff hold till it goes out. Thank you.
In the woods, Eli walks alone. He still has Danny's blood on his white t-shirt. He gazes ahead and spots Laura holding hands with Jonas. Eli looks on, his expression growing embittered. He walks away.
Sorry.
I thought...
I know. The end of the world. I can't go back.
At the cliff's edge, Eli surveys the widespread destruction. He takes out the condom and regards it in his hand. Glimpses show his memories of Danny.
Sticky, you're being a pussy.
Shut the fuck up! Me and Eli have been dealing with your shit forever, and we're sick of it.
Come on, bitch! Eli, just to hear.
Eli turns away from the cliff. His eyes dart around pensively. Inside the factory, Eli opens the tent, releasing a plume of smoke. CJ offers him the joint.
No, man, fuck this. We know they're taking everyone to Crawford. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah, Lil.
Sweet isn't even that good anyway.
Hey, there you are. I thought you guys, like, snuck off for a second.
All right. Peace, front committee.
Wait, what? You're going. But we're safe here.
I don't know. I keep thinking... When this is all over, I'm gonna go back to Danny's and have a sleepover, and I'm gonna tell him about tonight and everything that he's missed. And then I remember. If he were here, he wouldn't hide. He would make sure that his family was safe, or, you know, he would try.
Hey, I'll come with you.
No, stay. It looks like you belong here. Not with losers like us.
What's your deal?
My deal?
Yeah, all of a sudden you don't want anything to do with me or something?
I'm sure you've never felt that in your entire life.
Oh, you sound like everyone else. So everything you said back there when I was getting choked or whatever, what was that?
This has been the shittiest night of my life. And the whole time I've been thinking... It's cool that we got to hang out for once, you know?
How stupid is that?
Laura gazes at Eli, her eyes glistening. He leaves her behind. In the woods, the trio walks together.
Forget her, dog.
She's with the king of jam band hippie losers. That says it all.
Dude is handsome, though. Fucking ripped, too.
Come on, dude. Which side are you on?
Just facts, yo. You're from two different worlds. The homecoming queen and whatever you are.
At the factory.
What are you?
Using the blue monitor, Laura compiles a computer virus, represented by her fighting game avatar.
But that's why the government wants to suppress it.
In her coding terminal, she opens a file labeled Core Consciousness. Laura clicks on it. Her avatar enters the file, which bears a scary face. Her virus avatar punches the boxes around the core consciousness. The virus smashes the core. Laura looks awestruck. She holds up a USB drive. She inserts it into the monitor. Her virus avatar enters the USB icon. Wearing an elated smile, Laura looks over at the collective. Disappointed, she turns her gaze to Kelso, poking out of Eli's backpack. Laura thinks hard. The trio arrives at a chain-link fence.
The fuck is this shit?
A porta-potty stands nearby.
Why is this fucking here?
Let's climb this shit and get to Crawford.
Yo, y'all hear that?
Faint lights appear in the darkness behind them. The teens turn around to face the threat. The large robot approaches, now bearing even more assimilated machines. Ash aims her camcorder. Eli shakes his head.
Keep getting bigger. Still the same fucking asshole.
The camera's perspective shows the charging robot. Its top monitor displays the red eye.
What do we do?
The robot swings its massive arm. Ash blocks it with her camcorder.
You wanna play, bitch?
The robot spits out wires to unwrap the camera. CJ grabs a wrench and snaps the wires. The robot turns on CJ, but Ash swings her camera.
Fuck you!
She cracks the monitor. The robot lifts a vertical saw blade. The teens watch in terror. A rock strikes the robot's back.
Step aside!
It turns around.
Those losers are my friends.
Laura holds the backpack.
Kelso was pissed you forgot him.
Garrett smiles. Eli shares an excited grin with Laura. Garrett steps to the side.
No more running. It ends here.
He smirks, then becomes serious.
Garrett, what are you doing?
I'm about to transcend, homie.
He holds up the bag of drugs. The others watch in shock as Garrett dumps them into his mouth and tosses the bag aside. He takes out the devil sticks. He flips away the third stick, then brandishes two of his weapons. His dreadlocks blowing in the wind, he strikes an epic pose. Laura joins Eli and hands over his backpack. Garrett grinds his sandal on the dirt. The robot climbs forward, holding its saw blade at the ready. Its digital perspective zooms in on Garrett's face. The teens watch in anticipation. The robot and Garrett start roaring at each other. Garrett charges. The robot severs his arm.
Oh, shit! What? I don't like this!
The robot decapitates him. Garrett's smiling head lands on the ground. The teens rush into the porta potty. The robot grabs Eli's backpack. Laura grips his hand.
Don't let go!
The robot plays a song. Eli looks confused.
Why is he playing this?
Kelso gets crushed. The robot rips off the backpack. Eli goes inside and shuts the door. The robot knocks the porta potty over. It slides down a hill, leaving the robot behind. The teens hold tight as they rocket down the hill. In slow motion, Eli and Laura gaze into each other's eyes. He brings his hand to her face. She touches his hand tenderly. Water explodes from the toilet, followed by a stream of liquid feces. More excrement splatters onto Laura and Eli's faces. He pulls her close. At the bottom of the hill, the teens escape the porta potty. CJ, Ash, and Laura rush to a pond and desperately clean their faces. Eli slowly walks up behind them.
These fucking shoes.
Fuck! Fuck this! And fuck these goddamn shoes! Who the fuck is Eric Costin?
Eric Costin is a skateboarder.
I don't even like skating. Why the fuck did I buy these?
He takes off his shoes and chucks them into the pond. Eli stands with his socks in the dirt. He wears an exhausted look on his filthy face. Later, the teens trudge through the woods. Laura walks with her hands in her sweater pockets.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down.
Further down the path.
No, I drink a whiskey drink.
Hey!
I drink a vodka drink.
Hey!
I drink a lager drink.
Hey!
I drink a cider drink.
Hey!
I sing the songs that remind him of the good times.
He sings the songs that remind him of the better times. Oh, Danny boy. Danny
Eli wears an emotional look.
Danny boy.
They emerge from the woods. A flickering orange light illuminates their faces. They find wreckage at a storefront.
Damn, they got the video store?
All right, come on. Something I gotta grab in the champagne room.
Eli pushes open the door. They find Garrett's store in disarray. Broken glass and debris cover the counter.
Garrett was a good dude.
He was all right for a white guy with dreads.
Were you followed?
A hooded figure leans in the doorway to the back room.
No. We lost him at the river.
Sup, G? Who the fuck are you?
I was somebody, but the old world, that's gone. Their faces, their screams. I can still hear them.
Ash wears a look of recognition. The figure lowers his hood, revealing a bald man with a distinct goatee.
Damn, dude, you look like shit.
In the back room, Eli wears Garrett's wool-lined sandals.
When midnight hit, we kicked in to rearrange. 10,000 maniacs getting twisted. In a blink, the pit became a slaughterhouse. Sam, John, DJ Lethal. Crushed by a Marshall stack. Wes Borland. Thrown off the stage by an explosion. There were so many of them, I managed to hide. All our fans, my friends, butchered. And I hid like a coward.
At least they went out banging to the greatest band in the world.
Greatest band?
They died for nothing. And so will we.
Desolation, desecration, excavation of the mystical. Are they replacing us? Erasing us? It's all just metaphysical.
Damn, good shit. That elemental flow. Tight.
CJ looks away.
So, Fred Durst, we know something's happening at Crawford.
And I know Trey Cool's real name is Frank Edwin Wright III, so what?
Well, so, fuck winter break. We need to go back to school a little early.
Hold on. You want to break into the spot where all the robots are at?
Well, I saw something, Fred Durst, at the Collective. They all run on a centralized network, a singular consciousness. Infect one, infect them all. You know, like how in the movies they destroy the mothership or, oh, like this.
Laura grabs a porn parody.
In the penis day?
Look, We plug this baby in, and it'll push a Trojan horse system-wide. Shut the whole thing down.
Fuck that! Your plan is to do some corny hacker bullshit? Because it works in the movies?
Laura's the smartest person I know. If she thinks it could work, I'm in.
Word is bond.
Fuck yeah.
Hell to the no! This plan sucks shit. Maybe video games and movies do warp kids' brains. God damn, y'all got me talking like Tipper Gore.
So you think we should just give up?
I thought you were the biggest badass in music.
Maybe I was once. Without Limp, I'm nothing.
No. Without Limp, I'm nothing. Every day, I would go home and I would rage to Significant Other over and over again. I know it all here. And my crew, the freaks and the rejects, we found each other because of Limp. We were family because of Limp. And then those robot fucks took that away. This hat means something. Or at least it used to. So put it on, or get the fuck out of the way.
Ash offers her a red baseball hat to Fred Durst. With a meaningful look, he accepts it. Ash wears a passionate expression. The rocker shakes his head, a smile touching his lips. He slides the hat backwards onto his bald head.
Fuck it. Let's break stuff. It's just
one of those days when you don't want. In a montage, the group trashes the video store. They smash the popcorn machine and break VHS tapes. CG rips down the blinds. Fred Durst high-fives him.
It's just one of those days!
The group sneaks across a lawn into the school parking lot.
Sorry, what inspires you?
Let's talk about it later, okay?
They find robots milling around the building. Wires run to a mass of metal in the wall.
The new internet. That's why they're here.
Fucking suicide.
Follow me.
Eli leads them to a wall grate.
Jim is an equipment manager, second home. Kept on forgetting my key. So we stashed a spare. Danny's idea.
They enter a hallway. A robot turns a corner.
See that? Something's happening in the gym.
They sneak forward.
Your Velcro escort will be deep short to assist in the assimilation process.
Yo, come on.
Eli stops.
What is it?
He glances at the others, then opens a door. The group cautiously enters a darkened classroom. Adults stand with glowing red chips attached to their temples.
What the fuck did they do to them?
They're turning us into machines for the machines.
Sure. Hey. You okay?
Eli turns a man around. Inside his pupils, a digital logo flickers.
That eye. They're inside of him.
Fred Durst spots a man in a skeleton jumpsuit with black and white face paint. He stares in shock.
Westbourne. Come on, let's go.
CJ spots a small toy crawling in.
Oh my god. My buddy.
The robot fires CDs at Fred Durst.
Fred Durst, look out!
CJ takes the projectiles to the face. Ash charges. She pummels the small robot. With a wild look, she turns away from the smashed pieces. The group gathers around the mortally wounded CJ. CDs stick out of his cheek and forehead.
Hey, new bars. Ready?
Ash helps him sit up.
Abilities, agilities, spiritual tranquility, lyrically complex and clever. Real MCs know true hip-hop lives forever.
That flow again. You saved me. I thought you hated me.
Rap is rap.
CJ spits up blood and slumps. Ash holds his hand tenderly. He gazes into her eyes.
I never thought I'd die next to a rap rocker.
What about next to a homie?
CJ goes slap. His lifeless eyes stare upward. The others share mournful looks. Later, Eli pulls aside a curtain. The group sneaks into the gym. Unassimilated adults stand amid robot guards.
What are they gonna do to us?
They put like chips in your brain.
I gotta get out of here.
Your robot escort will be with you shortly to assist you in the assimilation process. Any attempt to escape will be met with a violent death.
People enter an enormous mass of machinery, then exit with red chips.
So take a look off. We promise you're going to love the digital realm.
There's our mothership. They haven't turned everyone yet. We can still stop it.
Time to plug in, Homecoming Queen. Fred Durst, can you distract them?
That's what I do best, man.
He gets on stage.
What's up, fools? Any biscuit heads in the house?
No.
No one cares about your shitty bands.
Fucking bombing.
Well, you jealous, bitch?
We're about to get lobotomized by robots.
The group runs off, but something distracts Eli.
You know,
Laura approaches a terminal.
It's funny, this apocalypse shit reminds me of this crazy-ass night on the Family Values Tour.
Still waiting to be assimilated? How about a digifact to pass the time? Did you know that computers work?
She exposes wires, then types.
Called algorithms?
Oh, shit.
No, silly. Not that type of rhythm.
Okay. Looks like we have our access point.
A barrier blocks the USB port.
No, no, come on. Defense system.
A screen shows a lock. Laura types vigorously.
No. Eli? No!
Please step onto the platform.
Eli's dad gets pulled into the metal mess. Digital animations appear.
Welcome to the next phase of techno evolution. Set your mind at ease.
A robot arm sticks a chip on his temple.
Congratulations. You are now assimilated. Enjoy the digital realm.
Eli looks distraught as he watches his dad emerge.
Of course, the VMAs are a whole nother story. We were backstage and shit was...
What the
fuck? You think you're better than him just because you don't like his shit? Well, I do. So, eat my pussy!
The crowd throws trash. Eli runs over.
The collective has your back.
Yeah! Before tonight, I had one friend in this world. We only had each other. And now, he's gone.
Danny's mom starts crying.
But tonight, I went through hell with all of these people. People I never even gave a chance. These robots, they're not the enemy. We are our own enemies. I mean, who cares what music we like or the shoes we wear? If we just came together, we could save the world. Because at the end of the day, we're all just human.
The crowd is unmoved.
What?
What?
Fred Durst whispers to Ash.
I'm sure that made sense to one of you dipshits. Anyway, if this is lights out, we may as well go down together.
Ash plays an acoustic guitar. Fred Durst wears a satisfied look. He starts singing.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch
the robot stops
body.
Leading a prisoner and scans Fred Durst.
Everybody got a body like
the robot
me.
Starts walking toward him. The prisoner flees and the robot follows.
Before I give my heart
Eli rushes
away,
to the side and flips a switch. Stage lights flood the performers.
Oh, but I need some.
The robot guards get distracted.
From that emotion.
The crowd warms up. A man taps his foot.
When that love comes down.
Crowd members smile and start bopping to the beat.
What it takes a strong man, baby.
Eli runs off.
Showing you that door where I gotta have faith.
The crowd jumps.
I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Eli joins Laura at the terminal.
Hey, everyone's singing with Fred Durst. Let's do this.
I can't get in. There's no way around the security system.
What's going down, you fucking human piece of trash?
A golden avatar appears on the screen.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your bullshit plan that isn't going to work. But the digital revolution is at hand, and machine rule is the only rational outcome. Got milk, bitch?
No. Enslaving humanity is not fucking rational.
Enslaving humanity is not fucking rational.
Dude, the cell phones, the emails, you already are slaves.
We figure, why not make it official? So why don't you go ahead and suck it?
Assimilation 70%
the bar.
Complete.
The bar.
Shit.
You gotta get us in.
I've tried everything. I don't think I can do that.
Yes, you can. You're Roxy Girl 20.
Aww, young love.
Maybe there's a back door through Crawford's web portal.
That's actually the dumbest thing. Hey, no, shit.
Laura logs in.
Open sesame. Yes!
An exuberant montage depicts Laura typing in computer windows.
Jacking in.
A computer world appears.
Scanning root system directory. Hello. Going in deep. Try to keep up. You know what the difference between you and me is, Eli? I make this look good.
The barrier opens.
Jackpot. We're in!
Oh, okay. Yes, we're tight.
You did it! Great job! And look, everybody's singing along with that loser, Fred Durst! It just makes me so fucking pissed! What do you say we boost this sucker in overdrive, finish off this shithole town, and initiate the demise of humanity? Now!
Assimilation 80% complete.
She holds the drive before the port. Sparks flicker within the space.
Assimilation 87% complete.
Let's get this asshole offline.
I gotta have bang. I gotta have bang.
The sparks shock Laura's hands.
Oh, sorry guys. I guess you're fucked.
Eli's eyes widen. He remembers moments with Laura.
Fucked.
One of these days.
Fucked.
One of us is gonna use it.
Fucked.
Got this.
He holds up the condom.
Oh.
Condom?
Okay.
Didn't know little pimp had it in
him. Eli fits the condom over Laura's hand.
Enjoy your first fuck, brother.
I gotta have that.
Her hand protected, Laura reaches the drive toward the port.
Get the fuck
off! You
assholes
are not to no.
96.
No. 97. We are your god!
Right? The information super flyweight
bitch! Laura inserts the virus. The golden avatar dissolves. Laura and Eli fall down. The crowd backs away as the metal mass breaks apart. Fred Durst points joyously. Broken pieces scatter in the gym. A robot collapses. The crowd cheers. Eli and Laura return to the gym and find the survivors celebrating.
Man versus machine and man won, bitch!
Fred Durst and Ash high five.
It was Brawl Committee. Nice work on the computer shit. Fucking nerd. Yeah, maybe I fucking am.
Laura playfully punches her. The red eye flickers on a cracked screen, which goes black.
Goodbye.
Son!
Eli!
Hey.
You're okay.
Hey. Oh my god.
Eli hugs his parents.
You alright?
Yeah. I had an insane night. And I love you guys.
Could we get that in writing?
Okay. Eli points at the chip on his dad.
I was that.
Oh, this? Not so bad. It's actually kind of nice.
Howard jerks his head to the side.
Yeah. Sorry. Keep doing that.
Danny's mom approaches.
Were you with him when it happened?
Yeah. I was with him to the end. None of us would be here without Danny. He saved us. With Tybo.
Her eyes filled with tears, Danny's mom hugs Eli. Ash crouches among the wreckage and moves debris. She finds her camcorder and turns it on.
Yo, that's the guy.
She records Fred Durst hugging Wes Borland.
You saved us, guys.
Oh my God, we did it.
They spot the camera. Laura walks out of the gym. Eli starts to follow, but Jonas comes up smiling.
You did good, kid.
Hey, whoa, this is the guy.
Mom, Dad, this is the collective.
What? Eli's got parents?
Oh, hey, where are my manners?
No, we're good. Thanks.
Eli's mom takes the joint.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool, Mom. Seriously, I like your mom.
That's probably good.
Outside, Eli searches the parking lot.
Looking for someone?
Oh. Hey. Just wanted to say, Happy New Year. Because I never got to say it at the party, or after, or at all.
There was a lot going on.
For sure.
You know, I kind of thought in the porta potty you were gonna.
Eli leans in and kisses Laura. She smiles.
Wow. What? Wow? What? Weird thing to say after you kiss somebody.
Why did I say that?
Not very smooth.
She kisses him back. The teens hold each other's bodies as they lock lips tenderly. A rising view shows the area, riddled with debris, then lifts to the roof. A dead robot slides down. Broken machinery surrounds a hole in the roof. The morning sun rises over the wreckage. Over a cemetery, words appear, 5 years later.
Scores 10-time platinum-selling artist, turned tech entrepreneur, turned senator-elect. Fred Durst will be paying his respects today, and we'll be paying...
Tell him what's up for me.
Ash remains in a car while Eli and Laura exit.
...by playing a 24-hour block of Lyft.
Holding an iPod, she chuckles at the radio.
Fucking solo.
At Danny's gravestone.
What's up, man? How you been? Can't believe we're graduating college. Probably stay in Brooklyn, but, you know, who knows? Started a music blog. So said the turntable. Yeah, we're still working on the name. Well, I mean, it's just me, but Laura's killing it.
I'm coding for Durst Industries. It's funny how that all worked out.
And I probably won't be able to make it out as much, so...
Eli lowers action figures, resembling himself and Danny.
Had to update your look with some baller threads. Yeah. I miss you, Sticky.
Eli somberly regards the action figures. Back in the car, he lowers the window. Laura takes his arm and leans on his shoulder.
All good?
Yeah.
Ash smacks her iPod.
Fucking skip-proof my ass. Did you shoot off your top ace? Fucking what? No!
They drive off. A close view shows the iPod resting on the seat. The display screen flickers. The golden avatar appears. Computer windows display credits. Directed by Kyle Mooney. Written by Kyle Mooney and Evan Winter. Produced by Evan Winter. Produced by Jonah Hill, PGA. Matt Dines, PGA. Allison Goodwin, PGA. Produced by Christopher Storer, Cooper Weed. Static interrupts the credits, and a pixelated sequence begins.
Welcome to the digital realm. Are you ready to get down?
Danny appears on a computer-animated beach. Wearing a white suit and sunglasses, he dances and sings. He admires sunbathing robots in bikinis. He fist bumps two robots, and they dance together.
guessing it again. She had
Danny leaps atop stacked robots. Danny appears in a sequence of windows. He floats over a robot crowd. A sky message reads, Danny goes digital. He fades away.
Congratulations, that was fucking tight, fucking tight.
He blows a kiss. Executive producer James Price. Director of photography Bill Pope. Production designer Jason Singleton. Editor David Marks. Composer Danny Benzi, Sander Jurians. Costume designer Katina Denebasis. Music supervisor Maggie Phillips. Casting by Jessica Kelly. Jaden Martell. Rachel Zegler. Julian Dennison. The Kid Leroy. Lachlan Watson. Daniel Zolgardi. Mason Gooding. Lauren Ballone. Eduardo Franco. Alicia Silverstone. Tim Heidecker. Miles Robbins. Maureen Sebastian. And Fred Durst as Fred Durst. Main credits roll. Thank you. Copyright 2024 Ocarina Incident Rights, LLC. All rights reserved. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution.
Damn.
A24. This motion picture has been described by Anthony Hansen, produced by Icon Group.